This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Main Street, Frisco, Texas. It doesn't get any better than this, folks. Hi, everybody. Scott Hinnon, host of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And for that, we thank you, our fine listeners, on 550K Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO Tioga, booming to the Bakken, and KLTC in Dickinson. Coming to you today from Frisco, Texas, tomorrow as well. Counting down to the big national championship football game. Going to be a dandy between the Gamecocks and the Bison. A rooster versus a bison. I don't think this is going to be tough. Governor Jack Dalrymple, Senator John Hovind, the athletic director of NDSU, Matt Larson, joining us today on our special broadcast brought to you by our friends at First International Bank and Trust, Muscatel Subaru, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Shields, Dakota Medical Foundation, and the Impact Foundation. Don't forget Impact Give Back Day. February 11th, Giving Hearts Day this year. Dave's West Fargo Tire and Service, JW Kitchens, Gate City Bank, RDO Equipment, and Brick House Grill in downtown Dickinson. All bring you our very special broadcast, and we begin with a special welcome from our friend. He's our friend now because we've been down here so darn many times, and he's a great friend of North Dakota, the mayor of Frisco, Texas, Mayor Masso. How are you, sir?
Good, good. Good morning. Glad to be here with you again.
Thank you for all your wonderful hospitality. The mayor even helped us find this great location. We're broadcasting from Stan's Main Street. So Bison fans that are heading down here, if you want a little place to call home, it feels like home here at Stan's Main Street. So thank you for all that.
Oh, my pleasure. It was great from Stan's, all the owner and the crew. You know, it was the last minute. I texted him last night, and he said, hey, can you help us out? And I said, sure, we'll open up for you. That's a tough call, you know, getting up that early.
Exactly, bright and early when you're on a bar.
Yeah,
right?
That's it. There you go.
They open up at 11 o'clock, but yeah. They've been fantastic. Best burger in Frisco, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's pretty cool. So what is NDSU, being back in the national championship team, a fifth trip to Frisco, mean for your community?
Well, clearly, it's a big deal, especially with the fans that come down here. They all have a great time, and everybody comes down. So having that many visitors in town is important to us. That's kind of why we do some of these things. But on the flip side, it just brings a fun factor to the community. Everybody has a great time. It's an exciting championship, and what an accomplishment. Fifth time? You know, who would have ever thought?
Land at Dallas, airport, Dallas Fort Worth Airport, and hop in a car and head here. You're about 20, 25 minutes away from Frisco, but it feels very different than what people would think of Dallas, right? And all the craziness of the metro. Yet you're not that far from it, and obviously the Dallas Cowboys are even coming to Frisco, so you're a part of the larger Dallas community. But this has a little bit of a North Dakota feel to it, your town.
Sure, you know, first you're right. We're part of the DFW Metroplex, 6.8 million people. It's a large area. But Frisco, and in the year 1992, and I moved here, was 6,000 people. It was a farm. One blinking yellow light in town. There wasn't anything out here. You couldn't buy a pair of socks out here. And from 2000 to 2010, Frisco is the fastest growing city in the U.S. Went from 33,000 to 116,000. Think about it this way. This is your fifth year here. 5 years ago, so in the year 2000, we were 116,000. Today, we're 152,000. So that's what the Bison fans have seen here, that growth. And it's been pretty exciting. And we're not slowing down any. We still are building pretty quickly.
Well, you got a great partnership with the NCAA on this national championship, which I know you hope to have continue. And obviously, performed well enough that no doubt will continue. Rumors are that the NCAA is planning on announcing something soon on that front, which I think is great. But you obviously embrace this. Folks like this. This is a big deal to this town, right?
Sure, yeah. We made some commitments to grow the game. That was important to the NCAA when we bid on it. This is our sixth year, the second three-year term where we have contracted with them. And we wanted, first and foremost, to make it a student-athlete experience. That's what, you know, some of them, this is their last games. They worked hard. We want to make a special time for them, and we did that. And secondly, we wanted to grow the game and make it a bowl-type week. So we have events for the student-athletes, the barbecue bowl. There's banquets. There's their service project where the Miracle League of Frisco, which is tonight, where the two teams play each other on a field. except playing through special needs children, both mentally and physically handicapped. They play a game of football, and you got to see the faces on these student athletes. You know, they've never really experienced that. They have a great time. It gets very competitive, actually. It's pretty fun to watch.
That's really neat. So what else besides, obviously, being a great host for this this tournament, what's happening in Frisco?
Well, yeah, that's a loaded question. There's a lot happening in Frisco. You know, we have the presence of every professional team in the Dallas-Fort Worth area here in Frisco, including the corporate headquarters of the Dallas Stars professional hockey team, FC Dallas, where the stadium is located, professional soccer, now the new home of the Dallas Cowboys, the corporate headquarters of practice facility. And I think a lot of the fans didn't see it last year. Dragon by right, it's a huge facility. You know, it's part of what we call the $5 billion mile. We're home for the Texas Legends Professional Basketball Development League, and home for the Rough Riders, which is the Texas Rangers Professional Baseball AA team. So we have it all, and we're having fun with it. We're a great place to come visit, but we still put about 2,300 new single-family homes on the ground. We open, on average, more than three schools a year. We opened two high schools in the last 2 years, and there's three more under construction that will open over the next 3 years. So very growing community.
And so when you bring, like, the Dallas Cowboys practice facility here, you mentioned the Dallas Stars headquarters here, the team practices here as well, does that bring, you know, more, I mean, are those folks, the reason the Cowboys want to be here is because their players live around here? Is that why you're the draw?
That's probably much more than that. This is actually a new model for the NFL, so you probably want to take a look at it, Google it. It's actually three big facilities connected together, a 300-room Omni Hotel with a 12,000-seat enclosed arena. And actually, I visited the Fargo Dome before we made this decision. A lot of people said, hey, what are you doing here? Oh, just looking around. But that was one of the reasons I couldn't talk about it at the time. And then their 400,000-square-foot headquarters, all connected. You can stay inside on all of them. There's a conference center. And then a sports medicine hospital being built right next to that. And retail and shopping. And so it's designed to open up the NFL practices. You come there, it's a destination, there's restaurants, hotel to stay. It's a whole new model. You need to take a look at that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's about, it's going to come up to about a $900 million project.
Yeah,
not cheap.
And so if you love the Dallas Cowboys, you don't just have the Dallas Cowboys season. You have, you know, you have
the experience,
more opportunities to interact with them and see what's happening, and even the retail and hotel part of that. And
absolutely.
Restaurants and everything else, pretty darn cool.
Yeah, and events. I'll have concerts. They'll have different things in there. So.
Yeah, that is neat. Now, you also are expanding Toyota Stadium, which is the host of this championship game that folks have watched the Bison in. Tell us what you're doing there.
Absolutely. And all these stadiums we have in Frisco are city-owned, and we always come back and make improvements. That one is actually one of the major reasons we're expanding is the National Soccer Hall of Fame is relocating to Frisco. So they'll be in a building in the stadium, so it'll actually have a view of the stadium. So we're building that. It's a $40 million expansion, but we're also changing the scoreboards. And one of the big deals to us was that stadium was originally built for concerts and soccer, professional soccer. And the locker rooms were designed for soccer locker rooms. Well, when the Bison come down, they bring 100 players and coaches down, and those locker rooms are kind of tight. So part of this expansion will be professional-grade football locker rooms. So there'll be two new locker rooms for them also. So press boxes improvements, technology improvements, the Hall of Fame. So that will break ground after this game. We didn't want to impact the championship game more than 1 year. So after this national championship game, the 2017 game, we'll have some loss of seats on the south side of the stadium as we're building them.
Still natural turf.
None of that's going to change. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I know there was an issue a couple years ago with a freeze that you had, and it was a little difficult, but that was obviously...
That'll never happen again.
A little isolated incident.
Yeah, that's it.
I know there was a lot of work put into that.
Yeah.
Well, this is really a lot of fun. I know you've been back up to North Dakota, flipped the coin, been in the stadium and really have extended quite a bond. Is it 99-1, Bison fans versus the other teams? I don't know if this team out of Alabama, do they travel? We expect more?
Actually, yeah. I'm feeling a little difference this year. It looks like Jacksonville State does travel. They're very passionate on media. I'm getting a little bit of a hit back, actually, because it seems like I'm a very pro-Bison fan, and I'm supposed to be neutral, right?
Well, you got a relationship there. You know somebody, right?
I got some tweets that have been a little critical of that. But, well, I welcomed the team last night, met their president of the college, met their coach. Great organization. This is going to be a tough opponent. One thing I promise you, it's going to be an exciting game. The Gamecocks are ready. They're big and fast team, and I think You know, it's the fifth time here for the Bison. I think they have to work really hard at this one.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's taking this one for granted at all.
No,
but
no.
Your sense is that they're going to, compared to the previous opponents for the Bison, they'll travel with more fans?
Yeah, they will. But, you know, they're still limited tickets. They took their allotment of 4,000 tickets as a school right away. So, and they've been clamoring for more. The stadium is sold out, standing room only. The standing room only has been sold out. So it will be a great crowd. But the Bison are experienced at this. Y'all have done this a few times. So during the summer, when we do the local sale, the NDSU fans buy a lot of those, too. So I still think it'll be heavily weighted toward NDSU from a fan perspective. But they'll have a good showing out there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You'll like this stat. We did a little analysis of the Vikings game last weekend against Green Bay. Big game, right? And to get into the playoffs. And tickets to that were cheaper than tickets to the game here on Saturday.
Really, yeah. That's why we encourage everybody to buy early, because they're very affordable tickets when they're available. But once they're sold out, boy, all bets are off.
Yeah, it was a bigger price tag to get a game. Both games obviously sold out, but you could get them a lot higher price tag to get a game in Frisco, Texas, to watch the Bison than the Minnesota Vikings at TCF.
Absolutely. And I hear the pep rally sold out. I'll be there welcoming everybody at the Doc's Pepper Arena. So that should be a good showing.
Back to it. Hey, great to see you, Mr. Mayor. Thanks so much for your hospitality. We'll let you get to your next interview. Thanks a ton.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy doing it.
Back with more on What's on Your Mind after this timeout. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Import.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
The Northern Soybean Expo will be held on February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. A live taping of the U.S. Farm Report will feature a panel of the nation's leading and in-demand market analysts. Speakers include Dr. Barry Asmus, senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, and Dr. Bill Wilson, professor in the Department of Agribusiness and Applied Economics at NDSU. This event is open to all soybean farmers. For more information, log on to the North Dakota Soybean website at ndsoybean.org.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Texas, Stan's Main Street. That's all you need to know if you're bound for Frisco, Texas. Tell me what's on your mind. 800 228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Fun to start with the mayor, Governor Dalrymple at the bottom of the hour. Matt Larson next hour, athletic director at NDSU. Senator John Hoeven will join us next hour, too. If you're headed to Frisco, Texas, love to hear a little bit about your travels. Pick up the phone, give us a call, let us know how it's going. Love to hear from you as you make your way down here to Frisco, Texas, our special broadcast today and tomorrow. It's our third year down here, and it is a lot of fun. It is. I have a question for you. I've asked this before, but somebody was storing it up on Twitter last night. Said, hey, if you're a UND fan, can you cheer for NDSU? And I've had a version of that discussion before, but to me, that's kind of a no-brainer. Like, right, when you're in the national championship game, but it's just, you know, a good thing for North Dakota. Now, you might not be jumping up and down crazy, waving, you know, thunder around, but certainly to root for, to want good things for, and you say, I think so. That makes sense. And I always hear from people who say, yeah, but the Bison wouldn't do the same if the Sioux were in the... I don't know. I'm just kind of curious what you think about that. Right? There's Todd the Radio God. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. We left him home today.
Yeah, you know, I don't get to do the fun stuff. New York City, Minnesota Wild, Frisco, Texas, none of it.
Northwest Landowners bringing the broadcast today. I'm going to tell you more about them in a minute, but I see Tim on the road headed for Frisco. Wants to chat here at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, and then I have a Tim in Frisco. So a Tim on the way to Frisco and a Tim in Frisco. How about that? Tim, what's on your mind?
Hey, here we are live remote from the Mini Winnie for the drive to five to Frisco. We got Uncle Mudlip driving the Mini Winnie, and thinking about you guys back in North Dakota. It's been raining and snowing and sleeting and everything else on the way down here. We got good time so far.
The Mini Winnie. I love that. That
sounds, no kidding. That's great.
Sounds a little something like Cousin Eddie would drive, you know, in Christmas Vacation there. So,
yep, it is. We got nine of us in this Mini Winnie, and we're just cruising down there and can't wait to get down there and start partying. We've got a bunch of Keystone Light, Miller Light, ready to break it open when we get down there and tailgate.
Nine in a Mini Winnie. Is there room to open a can in there?
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. So there's plenty of room in the Mini Winnie.
Tim, a couple of questions.
We're driving right now.
When did you leave?
We left last night about, 7 o'clock, I think, is when we left. About 6 o'clock. We wanted to beat the weather coming out of North Dakota, so.
Yeah, there was some rough stuff back home with some odd patches of, like, Fargo, an inch, and Castleton, 7 inches, and 9 up at Argusville. So kind of strange. But we did talk to a meteorologist friend of mine earlier, Daryl Richardson, who said, you're going to have some kind of weather to Kansas City, you know, pretty much. But you may have gotten ahead a little bit. So the road's okay for you guys?
Yeah, it's raining right now. We just went through to Pica, so Kansas. But, hey, I got to tell you, Scott, I brought my pillow with, and a couple of the girls tried it out here, and they loved it, and they want to order my pillow now. So do they still have the promotion going on?
Of course, there's always a promotion with our friends at MyPillow, by golly. So you just tell them promo code Scott, and they'll get the best deal you can get.
Well, I told them that. So
did you? Yeah.
I got to send out a shout to my buddy Todd Mitchell there. Hey, Todd, at least we can agree on this green and gold. I'm the other purple and gold that we have. That
Tim's a bit of a Packer fan. I'm a bit of a Viking fan, but you're absolutely right. We do agree on that green and gold, no doubt.
Yes. That's one thing we can agree on, even though we do know the Packers are better than your Minnesota Vikings, but...
Yeah, okay. How'd that work out for you last
year? They weren't on Sunday.
Yeah, no kidding.
Tim, one last piece of advice for you when you get here. Yeah. We're already in Frisco, actually. We left Todd home. Somebody's got a man on the home front. But I'm down in Frisco, and I'm broadcasting right now from Stan's Main Street. Best burger in Frisco. It's about a half mile from Toyota Stadium. If you guys are looking for a home base, come see us at Stan's Main Street, okay?
Stan's at Main Street?
Stan's Main Street is the name of it, right on Main Street in Frisco.
All right. How about the third base? Have you been there yet?
The third base.
I'm not, no. But I know there's a lot of places here, but yeah.
You got to check out the third base.
All right.
Maybe we'll see when we get down there.
Yeah, look for us at Stan's Main Street, okay?
I'll do that. Yep, we'll be down there about 3 o'clock today, hopefully.
Sounds good. Drive safe, Tim. Appreciate that very much.
Take care, Tim.
Oh, my gosh. And if you're heading out or have already taken off, we did this last year, too. It's a lot of fun to hear from folks as they drive down. And obviously, there will be some weather as you head out as well. So give us an update. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Here's another Tim from Frisco. And Tim is actually one of the owners of Stan's Main Street. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to Tim making it down here. We've got plenty of beer ready to ice down, cold and good burgers. So after he's done with that road trip, maybe he just needs to relax a little bit and get his energy, recharge his batteries, and we can help him do that.
And it seemed to me from your reaction of Tim mentioning the other place that it might not be family friendly, whereas Stan's Main Street would be family friendly. Would that be appropriate?
That would be appropriate. We are all about family. We give away ice cream to the kids and stuff like that. But we're the adult family, and where my family comes from, we drink a little bit and let the kids play games.
Who's Stan?
I'm not quite sure who Stan is. It's a long line of restaurants. This would be about the fourth one that is Stan's, all independently owned, but still the same good food.
Somebody told me it was like the beer delivery guy or something this place was named after.
I thought it was the picture of the monkey on the wall by the hallway with the bowler hat on. So,
but you know what I love about this place? It just feels like your corner, you know, family, you know, friend. It's just a friendly spot, you know, where you just sort of a little Cheers-like, right? Where you walk in and everybody knows you and your family.
It's exactly that. We've got a lot of guests, and it's not guests anymore. It's family, and they help make this place what it is, and without them we wouldn't be here, actually. So it's fun to take care of the people that come in here. They're really a pleasure.
The burgers are wicked good.
Wicked good, and we've got good prices on them, and we have drink specials all the time to go with that too.
So there's going to be some Bison Nation flags out front of Stan's Main Street.
Yep, they'll be able to see it that way. We're at Main and 7th in downtown, historic downtown Frisco.
Mayor Masso, who is a closet NDSU fan, he has to be kind of quiet because there's other teams that that come down here and play in Frisco for this national championship. But the mayor is obviously a big fan of the amount of fans that come down from North Dakota, and he told us this was the place. You got to be here.
I believe that's true. We don't put out the welcome mat just for no reason. We want everybody to come on here, and we feel that we can take care of them. Fill up the place. Doesn't matter. We'll take care of you.
All right. So come on and see Tim and the gang here at Stan's Main Street in Frisco if you're making your way down here. And thanks a bunch for having us.
Hey, it's a pleasure for us, I tell you.
Ever been to North Dakota?
Never been to North Dakota.
No? Close?
Not even close. Well, Missouri, but I don't think that's quite close enough.
Yeah, in the neighborhood. Yeah,
I think it's a little bit colder, though.
A little bit. That's right. A heated outdoor patio for what they call cold in Texas. They have that here as well. So there's a great spot. Tim, thanks a bunch.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it very much. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Governor Jack Dalrymple. Talk Bison football and a few other goodies when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Just look for the red, white, and blue and come on in. They connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields, and that helps Main Street and every town in North Dakota and Minnesota they serve. PetroServe USA has the 4 for $4 special all day, every day. That's the hot stuff personal pan pizza. Mm-mm-mm, is it good? Plus, a 20-ounce drink of your choice and 2 cookies. All 4 of those items for only $4. 4 for $4 every day, all day. PetroServe USA. All month long, any size hot chocolate is only 99 cents. How about this deal? $1 off any ice scraper, and $5 off any NDSU or UND grandma pants item, too. Plus, candy bars, 2 for $1, big bags of Nabisco treats, 99 cents each, or the Deli Express smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon, chicken and Swiss, for just $1.99. 1.5-liter bottles of Ice Mountain water, only 99 cents each, too, at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Part today by our friends at the Northwest Landowners Association, and they have a landowner informational expo coming up on February 2nd that you might want to put on your calendars. 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Montreal County Extension Office Complex in Stanley. The International Expo will feature a booth and speakers and various North Dakota state agencies, oil and pipeline companies, elected officials. It is free to all Northwest Landowners Association members. $10 for non-members with a free lunch being served. If you're not a member yet, you ought to be. These are good, reasonable folks who just, provide a voice for landowners, seat at the table, and do some good work. They really do. Find out more at nwalandowners.com. And our next guest, live from Frisco, Texas today, where we are broadcasting from Stan's Main Street, the governor of the great state of North Dakota, Governor Jack Dalrymple. Hello, Governor. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. Good morning.
How are you? Are you coming to Texas?
Unfortunately, I'm not going to make it this year. I made some commitments for Friday and Saturday up here in North Dakota, and I can't make it down. But I'm glad to hear that we're going to be well represented down there. Betsy and I have been to Frisco, and it's a great place. Love going down there, and I would bet that most of the people in the stands, once again, will be from North Dakota.
You know, there's so much happening in our great state, in every corner of North Dakota. Yet, when a team, whether it be, you know, University of North Dakota hockey team in the Frozen Four final, or, fifth year in a row national championship for NDSU football, it's amazing how much of a buzz it creates. Do you hear as much about the athletic achievements of an NDSU or a UND as you do about some of the other great things that are happening on a commerce level in the state?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a lifelong sports fan, so wherever I go, quite often I wind up talking sports with people. And, it doesn't get any better than to have the number one football team and the number one hockey team in the nation, like, at the same time. You talk about bragging rights. I can really stay with any state now in terms of bragging up our teams.
We just chatted with the mayor of Frisco, who I know you've met before, Mayor Masso, and he asked about you, actually, and he likes to talk about how Frisco is one of the fastest growing. I think up till, I forget the year, but pretty recently, it was always up there as one of the fastest growing cities in America. And obviously, there's another connection. I mean, North Dakota and Texas have that connection with these incredible growth spurts that are going on. So we have a little kinship here with the folks in Texas, don't we?
Well, we sure do. And, you know, we've had the same kind of great run, you know, with energy and with agriculture that they've had. I always enjoyed, though, being with Governor Rick Perry from Texas because, you know, it was hard for him to be around me because I would have to say to him, you know, Rick, I heard things are, you know, going pretty good down there in Texas. What's it like to be the number two state in growth, you know? And he always had a hard time taking that. You know, it was hard for him.
Yeah, so sad. I love it.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit too bad. So have you got a wager at all going with the governor of Alabama?
You know, Robert Bentley, no, I don't have anything placed right now. I got to be honest with you, Scott. I'm getting kind of a reputation around the country. I have a hard time getting governors to return my calls offering these bets. In football and in hockey, at the moment, I have a perfect record. I have never done anything but collect on bets with Minnesota and Montana and Texas and other places. And I don't know. I'm afraid the word's getting out there that you know it's a bum bet to bet against North Dakota.
Well, given that, there would be little risk in the following suggestion that came from my friend Phil Parker, who said we should really raise the level rather than, you know, kind of our favorite food versus your food or anything else. He said really, you know, put some skin in the game. And his thought was, we have the world's largest buffalo in Jamestown. And
yeah.
He suggested that you wager that in return for, there's a number of choices to pick from Alabama, but one thing they have is like the world's largest office chair, which doesn't seem like it'd be a big loss for them. But they do have some other rather tacky large things. So what do you think of something like going big?
Well, I think that would be fun as long as they throw in the shipping costs. You know, we would be happy to take whatever they think is interesting. You know, I'll probably call Robert Bentley, you know, and just kind of test his courage. But I'm serious when I say that, you know, whether I'm calling over for a hockey bet with Minnesota or a football bet, I have a hard time getting people to answer my calls nowadays.
I can understand, no question about it. Let me ask you about a couple of things in the news here. One, I just want to get your overall take on where we're sitting. Obviously, you know, some headlines, latest out of Ryan Rauschenberger's office, the state tax commissioner, that taxable sales dropped 25% in the third quarter of 2014 after a 16% decrease in the second quarter. And, you know, there's obviously a lot of concern still over commodity prices and as we head into 2016. Give me your outlook for 2016. What are you feeling right now? What's it going to look like?
Oh, we're going to be fine. You know, a lot of the North Dakota economy, you know, is now really disconnected from oil and gas, and we've got a lot of great things going. But, you know, what we are seeing is, you know, this huge surge that we had in sales tax collections out in the oil patch, you know, is disappeared to a large extent because, you know, the big drop in the price of oil has really, you know, caused the activity to taper off. And that means everything from fracking to water hauling to, you know, building. And that has a huge impact on sales tax collections. So, you know, that's what we're seeing. It's all coming out of the oil patch. It's all attributable, you know, to drilling activity. And we're going to have to make some adjustments for that. We're going to get a new revenue forecast. We're going to have to do some belt tightening in our state government. But we've anticipated that this could happen. And we've got great fund reserves. And I think for the most part, the economy of the state as a whole is going to continue to march forward, still have the lowest unemployment rate in the United States.
So a year from today, as we look back on 2016, what do you think will be the story?
A year from today, I think people will be talking about how we hit bottom in January of 2016, and I think they will talk about a gradual return to better pricing on commodities by the end of the year. I'm not sure we're going to be back in a boom, but I think that people will be comfortable that we have a good long-term natural resource play in western North Dakota that's going to continue for years.
You mentioned earlier that much of North Dakota's economy is disconnected from the oil and gas industry. And I'm curious, given the numbers that I just mentioned of these, you know, double-digit losses in year-over-year taxable sales and purchases for two quarters in a row, is it fair to say that our incredible growth has been connected to the oil and gas industry? You know, while the economy overall might not be, that if the industry's down, you know, the record-setting growth is going to be down?
Well, yes, of course it has, you know, a major impact on our numbers, Scott. I'm not saying it doesn't, but, you know, it was incredible when it was underway, when the boom was underway. You know, our sales tax collections were like stratospheric. I mean, we had several months, you know, when the sales tax collections in Williston, for instance, exceeded Fargo. And, you know, this is obviously, we knew, you know, is something that's probably not sustainable over the long haul. And so we've seen that that change. But, you know, if you talk to people about, you know, how things are going in other cities and other industries, you know, people are, you know, very comfortable that, you know, their businesses are moving forward nicely.
What's your take on the national situation going on right now? Obviously, if folks are watching China and watching the markets here, and, you know, got folks like George Soros saying, hey, it's as bad as it was in 2008, and trillions lost and everything else. I mean, do you see a ripple effect of any of that, this global hiccup that's going on right now in North Dakota?
Well, it's alarming to wake up in the morning and hear that the Chinese stock market is in such a bad sell-off that they've had to close trading. You know, that's something we haven't heard for, you know, really ever. And I think for probably the last 20 years, those of us who watch commodities, you know, have wondered, you know, when might the great Chinese economic boom be coming to an end? And if it does and when it does, you know, is that going to have big repercussions on the rest of the world, including the United States? You know, we're going to find that out. I think that what we will see is that China is going to slow down. They're going to grow at a much slower rate than they have over the last 20 years, but that they will still be a healthy economy. And that, you know, everything, you know, will rebalance and will stabilize.
Well, we will let you go because I know you got to place that call to the governor of Alabama. See what you can get lined
yeah,
up there for a
exactly.
Wager.
Well, hopefully, you know, they don't recruit in the same places as the University of Alabama. That could be tough, but I'm looking forward to it. I think we got a great team. We got a great coaching staff. As you know, this NDSU football program has really shown, you know, what they can do as a program. And I think a lot of it is the coaching. And I judge that from the fact that these teams improve as the year goes along. They don't stay static. And that's the sign of a great, great program.
For sure. Thanks for the time today, Governor. Nice to catch up. Happy New Year to you and Betsy. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Scott. See you soon. Bye.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
There with the Brick House Grill in downtown Dickinson. That's how good Stan's Main Street is, by golly. We're broadcasting Main Street, Frisco, Texas. Our special broadcast today, but want to thank our sponsors who brought us down here and made this special broadcast possible today, tomorrow, and Saturday as well. Steve Sports Saturday, Steve Hallstrom on AM 1100 The Flag on Saturday, and Scott Wimms, he's doing some stuff too on the Big 550 Campfire on Saturday. So be doing some reports for him as well, and looking forward to that. So be a great time. Our special broadcast brought to you by the Brickhouse Grill downtown Dickinson. And you're just always going to have a great dining experience. Good meal, nice atmosphere, menu is wonderful, great service. It's wonderful. RDO Equipment, online at rdoequipment.com. Your teammate in farming is RDO Equipment Company. Gate City Bank believes that staying local is a better way of banking. Mortgage loans approved, service locally. It means your mortgage lives where you do. Gate City Bank for a better way of life. JW Kitchens, life happens in the kitchen. Great place in West Fargo. Speaking of which, Dave's West Fargo Tire and Service, the friendly small-town customer service, and well-trained ASE-certified techs keep the customers coming back year after year. Dakota Medical Foundation, Impact Foundation, remember this, February 11th, about a month away, Giving Hearts Day, 24-hour online give-a-thon, helping charities in our communities. Go to impactgiveback.org if you want to pick one favorite right now. From fan zone to end zone, Shields, Fargo to Frisco, ShieldsandShields.com. The green and gold championship gear is unbelievable. Proud partner of Bison Athletics, Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. They know their members, have an appreciation for what it takes. Local service, great. Family, community, hard work, faith in tomorrow, and the freedom to make local decisions. Muscatel Subaru. All-wheel drive makes good sense in this area, certainly. Muscatel Subaru, stop and see them. Aaron Moorhead, First International Bank of Trust for over 100 years. Just think about it. Think about that. Going to work every day to serve you for over 100 years, delivering on their mission of helping dreams come true one customer at a time. So, Todd is at work today, so I assume that means you didn't win the lotto. Is that a fair?
It could mean that I decided 500 wasn't enough, 675 would be worth it to come to work for a couple more days for an extra 175 million. So,
yeah,
it's either that or I didn't have any.
Manny, how about
whatsoever.
Big goose egg for you too, Manny? You didn't win it. Let me ask you, Todd? I assume you bought one.
I bought one. It's funny because we stopped to buy some numbers, and she just ran one. And I thought, well, then fine, I'll buy one. I only need one, the winning one. Otherwise, I might have bought more.
Exactly right.
So maybe she helped me save me from myself. You know, I spent $3 instead of 30 or whatever.
Manny, did you buy one?
I did not, no. I'm not even a
loser.
Why did you not?
Can't win if you don't enter.
Why, Manny? Why didn't you buy one?
Well, I'll tell you guys this. In all of my years of being able to buy lottery tickets, I look back and I think about the amount of money that I've saved by not buying lottery tickets, and I feel
God bless you, my son. Think about that. Unbelievable. Or you could look back and say how many you bought, and I'd be in the category of how many I bought, and if I had to pile up every one of them, you know, just a little bit here, a little bit there. I've never been stupid on lottery tickets. I'll buy, you know. But my gosh, you may as well flush it down the toilet. So.
I'm the guy.
That's what every single lottery winner would tell you. Yeah, that's what I used to think, too.
See, I'm the guy that will go to the casino with $5 in my hand, and if I walk out with $15, I'm happy. So,
huh?
As my daughter has famously on her little school book thing, they're so poor, all they have is money. I used to use the phrase, you know what? It ruins a lot of people's lives, but let me just try. I want to just try to see if I can get through without it ruining my life. But how many lives have been ruined by it? I don't.
I say that about a lot of things. It's not the thing's problem. It's the people's problem. Otherwise, you could use that about guns. We need to get rid of the guns. Look how many guns have killed people.
I've had a change on that front. I don't. I would venture to guess the vast majority of our audience would err on the side of not buying a ticket. Now,
I know a lot of
people that don't play the lotto, don't go there, but do go there when it gets, you know, stupid, right? When you're 300,
that's
400,
me.
500, I mean, $675 million.
That's me. That's me. I don't bother with it when everyone is low, but.
I could argue against myself and say, you know what, look, have you not wasted money on really stupid stuff? You know,
of course.
We all have, right? So, right. You know, hey, I'm going to put $2 there rather than putting it into a vending machine or something that I really don't need. And then maybe, you know, then you win, and then you jump up and down and say, hey, is this not great?
It's $2.
We had a call earlier, headed from North Dakota to Frisco, and anybody else out there, we'd love to know about. Give us a little travel log update on how it's going. We heard from a real-life mini what did they call it again? A mini Winnie? Yeah, mini Winnie.
Yeah, mini
and,
Winnie.
There was even a My Pillow on board. My Pillow on board.
See, they do work.
I love that. They were and they were doing little demos with My Pillow, and now a bunch of people say, "Yep, no, I want one." So, if you heard that and you're still craving, you know, a better night's sleep in 2016 and better health and everything else, MyPillow.com promo code Scott for our special 50% off deal. Yeah, we give you the half off deal on anything you buy. You can't go wrong there. 800-506-9028 if you prefer that route as well. Call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Still to come, NDSU Athletic Director on the big game Saturday, Matt Larson. He'll join us coming up, plus Senator John Hovind, too, and more of your calls right here on What's On Your Mind, live from Frisco.
That's a very important question. Every day, What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550.
Faith, Family, and Freedom. The North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family in the public square, standing for faith, defending our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience, standing for our time-tested traditional family values, standing for freedom in America, one nation under God, standing for life, marriage, and religious liberty. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to ndfa.org. That's ndfa.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.